Yeah, you be careful, because after he throws his papers in the trash can, don't think he's the only one smart. He can be smarter than 10 of us. Brother, you don't know what. Yeah. They even read the secret ink, okay?
Yeah, disappearing.
You take this paper and burn it. After this, you look to it. After it burns, you can see the writing on it. So I'm warning you, be careful, don't act smart. And after this, you've been in trouble. And after this, you go calling 911 and nobody can help you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to cast lot when he go for a trip. And which one that her name will come out, this is the one that he used to take her with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن عبد الله ابن زمعة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يجلد أحدكم امرأته جلد العبد رواه البخاري. That عبد الله ابن زمعة, may Allah be pleased with him, reported this hadith, which is the collection of Imam al-Bukhari. The hadith is authentic, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you should slash his wife like slashing of a slave. Okay?
Slash.
Yeah, I don't know what the is there. So I said it like, I never saw it until I saw it today here. So maybe slashing like a slice something is whipping, okay? But basically beating. The mannerism of beating. And that you have to be a difference between a wife and a slave. That your wife is not your slave. And that you have to treat your wife in a decent way. Okay? And we understand from other hadiths that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us that he don't find the best among you those who beat their wives. We understand beating of the women allowable in Islam, but we say again that this is like a medicine. If a person is not sick, he doesn't take the medicine. Only when you're sick, you take the medicine. For somebody to go beat his wife for nothing, this is not Islam, okay? Beating his wife for nothing, this is not Islam. Neither even if she did something wrong, still is not Islam to go beat her. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a ways how to go about correcting the wife. And we have to take these steps. We could not jump right away to the beating. Nevertheless, you understand that beating is for correction. So if the woman is corrected her behavior, is no need anymore for this beating. And again, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never hit a slave or a woman, he never hit anything with his hand except when he was in the war fighting fi sabilillah. And we should have the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be our example. Next chapter, chapter number 6, concerning khul', separation requested by the wife. Hadith number 914, page number 374. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن امرأة ثابت ابن قيس أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت يا رسول الله ثابت بن قيس ما أعيب عليه من خلق ولا دين ولكني أكره الكفر في الإسلام. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتردين عليه حديقته؟ فقالت نعم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اقبل الحديقة وطلقها تطليقة. وأمره بطلاقها. The hadith is reported by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him. And the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, so the hadith is authentic, alhamdulillah, that wife of Thabit ibn Qais came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining about her husband, saying what the meaning is, I don't find a fault with Thabit in respect of his character or his religion, but I hate to be guilty of husband's disobedience in Islam. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her, will you give him back the dowry which was guarding been given to him, to her? And she replied, yes, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered Thabit and say to him, accept the guardian and give her one divorce. So the khul' is separation, requesting by the wife. And women have to be careful from doing this, because the warning of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning al-mukhtali'at hunna al-munafiqat, which is the meaning that women seeking khul' are the hypocrite one. And a serious warning that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that ayyuma imra'atin ikhtala'at aw talabat min zawjiha khul' بغير ذي بأس فحرام عليها رائحة الجنة, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, that any woman request divorce from her husband with no valid reason, the pregnancy of paradise is forbidden for her. So the wife of Thabit, she said, I have no complaint about this man. He's make his salah in time, he's a good man about his salah, he's understand his behavior, everything is good about him, but really I could not take it, I don't love the man. The man to the best of my knowledge, he was ugly. And in narration, you understand, which is not weak, is not authentic, that she said, if I don't fear Allah, I will spit in his face. Okay, but this is not authentic, but it shows you understand that the man was ugly, or she could not be under the man, and she knows that she's supposed to be obedient to her husband, but because the way how he looked to her, she could not fulfill her obligation, she could not be obedient to him. And she said, the man is good about his deen, he's good about, but I could not, me as a woman, I could not. Okay, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her, are you willing to give her, to give him back the dowry that he gave you? She said yes. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her to give her, him back the dowry, and for the man to divorce her. In the narration which in collection of Imam Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi, which is authentic also, that when the wife of Thabit asked him khul' from him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made his waiting period, Muhammad, you need to learn, Muhammad, yes, Muhammad, Rasuli. When you get married, you have to know what is going on. You need to learn from now. So Rasulullah make her iddah, her waiting period is one period only, okay? One haida, one menses. So this is one unique, distinguished characteristic between khul' and divorce. The khul' is being as a result of this pleasure of the husband, the khul' displeasure of the wife. The waiting period of divorce, 3 months or delivering baby, the waiting period for a khul' is one period. that is no iwad in divorce, but in khul', the woman obligated to give back the dowry. Now I want to explain something, because this is the only hadith that we're discussing in this chapter, because the other narration is not authentic. If a woman ask khul' from her husband, and the husband agreed, he will pronounce the divorce and will be a divorce, not a khul'. Okay? And she have to wait the 3 months period. If a woman asks for divorce and the husband refused to divorce her, now she will take her case to the wali, to the imam, to the emir, to the qadi, to the judge, whosoever a position of authority in this location or that time. And now this person will impose this, and this will be khul'. So there is no khul' with the consent of the husband. The khul' will be when the husband refuse the release of the woman. Is this understood or no? If not, ask me when we finish. We go to chapter number 7, Bab al-Talaq, divorce. Yirhamuk Allah. And this is page number 375. We leave the first hadith number 915. The hadith is weak. Okay, the hadith is weak. Hadith number 916, وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنه طلق امرأته وهي حائض في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فسأل عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ذلك، فقال مره فليراجعها ثم ليمسكها حتى تطهر ثم تحيض ثم تطهر ثم إن شاء أمسك بعد ذلك وإن شاء طلق قبل أن يمس. فتلك العدة التي أمر الله أن تطلق لها النساء، متفق عليه. Hadith reported by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. And the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. Hadith is authentic. That Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, in the time of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he divorced his wife while she was during her menses. So Umar, that means his father, asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning what took place. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, command him to take her back and keep her till she is purified, until her mess is over. Then he has another period, then is purified. If he then wishes, he may keep her, and if he wishes, he may let her go, that means to divorce her before having intercourse with her, for that is the iddah, the period waiting, which Allah had commanded in the Quran for divorcing women. So from this hadith we understand the prohibition of a man divorcing his wife while she having her menses. And also a man could not divorce his wife after having intercourse with her. Both are wrong in Islam. So from this hadith we understand the permissibility of divorce. That divorce during menses is haram, is forbidden, is not the way that Allah commanded. A man who divorces his wife while she is in menses, he have to take her back. The divorce which is permissible, that for a man to divorce his wife immediately after she finish her menses, after she been purified from the menses before he have intercourse with her. This is a proper way to divorce a woman. In a version by Imam Muslim, مُرْهُ فَلْيُرَاجِعْهَا ثُمَّ يُطَلِّقْهَا طَاهِرًا أَوْ حَامِلًا. A version by Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh, command him. That mean Rasulullah sallam saying to Umar to say to his son to take his wife back, then divorce her when she is pure from her menses or pregnant. So what does this mean? If a man have a divorce with the woman while she's menses, he have to take her back. Now the menses is over, she took her shower. If he want to divorce her, this is the time to divorce her. But if he have intercourse with her, he could not divorce her until she have her menses and the menses is over. Or that he had intercourse with her and a month or two later no more menses, now she knows that she's pregnant, he knows that her pregnant. If he want to divorce her, he can divorce her now while she is pregnant. Okay? Riwayah al-Bukhari, in a version by Bukhari, it was regarded as one divorce. In a version lil Imam Muslim, Ibn Umar, amma anta talaqtaha wahidatan aw ithnatayn. Inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amarani an uraja'a thumma umsikha hatta tahid haydatan ukhra thumma umhilha hatta tathur ثم أطلقها قبل أن أمسها. وأما أنت طلقتها ثلاثة فقد عصيت ربك فيما أمرك به من طلاق امرأتك. Okay. This concerning an incident took place that a person had divorced his wife three times. Okay, so Ibn Umar was explaining to the man that regardless what happened to him and what his case, okay, he said, but as for you, you had divorced her three times, you had disobeyed Allah concerning what he had ordered you concerning how to divorce your wife. So we shouldn't exceed the limits of Allah, okay, in the way how we pronounce the divorce, because Allah gave us three chances, three different chances, and a person shouldn't go and say to his wife, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. In another version, Abdullah ibn Umar said, فَرَضَّهَا عَلَيَّ وَلَمْ يَرَهَا شَيْئًا وَقَالَ إِذَا طَهُرَتْ فَلْيُطَلِّقْ أَوْ لِيُمْسِكْ. That Abdullah saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam restored my wife back to me and regarded it nothing and said, when she is profiled, either divorce her or keep her. Okay, so Ibn Umar is telling us that was not count. Why? Because he had divorced her in a time that is not supposed to be divorced in during her menses, so it was not counted. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال كان الطلاق على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأبي بكر وسنتين من خلافة عمر طلاق الثلاث واحدة فقال عمر إن الناس قد استعجلوا في أمر كانت لهم فيه أناة فلو أمضيناه عليهم فأمضاه عليهم رواه مسلم. ابن عباس may Allah be pleased with him say in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and the first 2 years of the Khilafah of Umar the 3 pronouncements of divorce were regarded as one divorce. So Umar said people have made haste in the affairs that used to practice with patience, so supposing we execute it on them, so he executed it on them. That mean Ibn Abbas saying the divorce in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if somebody pronounced the divorce 3 times, he used to count what as one. And also during the Khilafah of Abu Bakr Siddiq, and also during the first 2 years of the Khilafah of Umar, that pronunciation of the divorce 3 times used to be what? Count as one. That if somebody said to his wife, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you, or he said to her, I divorce you 3 times, this used to consider what? As one. Not a 3. But Umar, he said, the people, they are not utilizing the limits of Allah, they are not respecting the law of Allah, and since they don't want to give up this, I'm going to execute the divorce 3 pronunciation in the same time, I'm going to make it 3 on them. This was Ijtihad Umar radiallahu anh, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Okay? But this matter is still a big debatable issue among the scholars. If the person meant 3 or meant 1, or he meant 1 and he said 3, all the things. But what for us to learn that we shouldn't use this, and that if a person for whatever reason he have to divorce his wife, he shouldn't hasten and he should only pronounce one divorce. The next hadith, hadith number 918, classified to be weak. Hadith number 919, page number 378. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال طلق أبو ركانة أم ركانة فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم راجع امرأتك فقال إني طلقتها 3 قال قد علمت راجعها. Narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rukana divorced his wife, Umm Rukana, mother of Rukana, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, take your wife back. And he said, O Prophet of Allah, I had divorced her 3 times. He said, I know, take her back. وفي لفظ لأحمد طلق أبو ركان امرأته في مجلس واحد 3 فحزن عليها فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا محمد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنها واحدة. The hadith inshallah is authentic. A wording by Ahmed has Abu Rukana divorced his wife with 3 pronouncements of divorce at in the same sitting. But he was grieved about her. And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that they are reckoned or considered as a single utterance of divorce. The hadith inshallah it maybe is not authentic, but it is حسن. وقد روى أبو داود من وجه آخر أحسن منه أن أبا ركان طلق امرأته سهيمة البتة فقال والله ما أردت بها إلا واحدة فردها عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حديث is حسن. That when أبو ركان divorced his wife, this other version that said, O Allah's messenger, I swear by Allah, I only meant one time. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told him he can take her back. That mean it being considered as one divorce. In page number 379, hadith number 920. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 3 جدهن جد وهزلهن جد النكاح والطلاق والرجعة رواه الأربعة. The hadith is حسن and the hadith in the collection of الإمام أبو داود ترمذي ابن ماجة and الحاكم. Hadith is reported by Abu Huraira, classified to be Hassan. That the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying what the meaning is, there are 3 things which whether undertaken seriously or in jest are treated as serious: marriage, divorce, and taking back a wife after a divorce which is not final. Okay, this means is no game, joking, fooling around with these things. That even if you're joking, it will be taken seriously. That mean you are accountable. How we say?
Accountable.
The cantaloupe keep coming to my tongue. You are food line. No, it's $1.29 and it's not really. But you are responsible. Go back to Egyptian English. Okay, which one? That if you are serious, you will be taken, treated as serious. If you're joking, it will be treated as serious. And this is nikah. You say to somebody, I give you my daughter in marriage. If you say I accept, this is it. You don't play with this. Okay? You tell him, I give you my daughter in marriage. You say, I accept. Your daughter is not your daughter anymore, it is his wife. She's his wife now. Okay? Even if she is 5 years old. Yes, and when she get older, she can determine this for herself. And divorce. Somebody blame with his wife and say, hey baby, you are divorced. She's divorced. Only fooling around side. She could not do this. You could not do this, okay? And this 2 days ago, I got a phone. A sister asked me that my husband told me this, and after this, he said, no, I didn't mean it. I'm joking. I say, I'm sorry. Let him call me. What do you mean joking? What do you mean by he's joking? How you can be joking with a word like this? I asked her, you been divorced before? She said, yeah. How many times stays two? That's it. They have a child. She's pregnant. It's too bad.
Did he call you?
Huh?
Did he call you?
Yeah.
What'd you tell him? You divorced. Don't play with fire.
Yeah. She get me mad. You see, because you never know. I try to be careful. People play games sometimes with me. This is the reason I want to hear from the husband. See, she get me mad. I say, oh, okay. Say, how many times? Before I say twice. I say, this is it. Finish. It's over. وفي رواية لابن عدي من وجه آخر ضعيف الطلاق والعتاق والنكاح. In another narration that which is not that strong, but it can be Hassan Lughayri, maybe Hassan was supportive other narration instead of the three. He said talaq and setting of slave free and nikah. Okay, so this is one different narration which added freeing slave. He could not also blame with the slave and say, okay, I set you free, you are free now, and after this, when go get his suitcase to leave, he said, oh, I was only joking. Narration which by Harith ibn Abu Sama is weak. We go to hadith number 921 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى تجاوز عن أمتي ما حدثت به أنفسها ما لم تعمل أو تكلم. Okay. That Allah سبحانه وتعالى, this hadith which is reported by أبو هريرة, is it? Yes. And the hadith in the collection Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, hadith is authentic, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had exempt my nations concerning whatever the whispering of their souls or their minds, as long as they don't act or say it. Alhamdulillah, this is out of Allah's mercy. Sometimes they understand person, many ideas goes in their mind, can be evil thoughts, okay? And who's going to tell me why this hadith coming here in this chapter?
Oh, he missed it.
You
want
to say some stuff to her?
Huh? Because sometimes you may thinking about divorcing your wife, and the idea gets so strong in your mind, okay? But as long he didn't say it, is not count. Okay? So this is the reason this hadith coming here in this chapter, inshallah, and Allah knows best. Next hadith number 922 page number 380. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الله تعالى وضع عن أمتي الخطأ والنسيان وما استكره عليه. The hadith is Hassan, inshallah, reported by Ibn Abbas. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن الله تعالى وضع عن أمتي, that mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave for my ummah. That mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooked, or he doesn't judge them. Okay. My ummah, my nation, their mistakes, forgetfulness, and what they are forced to do against their own will. This shows you again the beauty of this deen, that only person responsible about what they attend, and if somebody made something by mistake, that he's not responsible, or that he's not going to be punished in the hereafter over it, although there is some kind of result in this dunya. As example, if somebody killed somebody by accident, still by accident, but still there is a penalty to do it, but you are not going to charge by Allah that you killed a soul. Okay, somebody driving and hit somebody, this was an accident, as example. Okay, so what we're talking about, that mean he's not going to be committing sin in the sight of Allah if he did something by mistake or by forgetfulness. Like somebody didn't make Salat al-Dhuhr, he forgot. Okay, he forgot, but still he have to make up for this Salah, even if it's Isha. About Isha time, sitting eating, he remember he was supposed to meet Abdul Ahad in the Masjid Dhuhr. What happened? And after, I didn't go. Oh, that means I didn't make Dhuhr. And this is after Isha now, okay? So now you get up and make Isha. You make Dhuhr after Isha. So you are not going to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or punished for forgetting Dhuhr. No sin in you, but still you have to make up the Dhuhr. Okay? So this out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mercy. So anything that you do that not intending it happen by intention is not count. And if you've been forced also to do something, that only a person who is in the right mind, he knows what he's doing, he intending to do it, this is the person that's going to be paying for what he's doing. The next hadith, hadith number 923, وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: إذا حرم امرأته ليس بشيء وقال لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. Okay. That mean if a person say that his wife is haram for him, this is what it is. Okay, if one of you makes his wife unlawful for himself, it is nothing, and he said you have had a good example in the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. Call back later. Wrong number. So this what you call ila, which is a different subject, but since it came here, if a person forbid his wife to himself, I don't know if we're going to have a special chapter about this. Yeah, there is a chapter number 9, inshallah, we're going to talk about it. Did it click already?
No.
Huh?
Did it?
No. Or is this your pen?
No.
Huh? Oh. Somebody, how about how much?
3 minutes.
Okay, what about you put a hole in it, please, for a second? Let me see if we should go. This hadith, inshallah, we're going to explain it more in detail in page number 383, which next class, chapter number 9. Basically, we read it as is. If any one of you, if anyone makes his wife unlawful for himself, is nothing. And he said, indeed, you have the a good example in Allah's Messenger. And وَلِمُسْلِمْ إِذَا حَرَّمَ الرَّجُلَ عَلَيْهِ امْرَأَتَهِ فَهُوَ يَمِينٌ يُكَفِّرُهَا. Muslim has, when a man makes his wife unlawful for himself, it is treated like an oath breaking which atonement must be made. Okay, that say, somebody say that my wife is forbidden for me, this is not a divorce, not anything except like a swearing, and when a person swear and he could not keep this, so he have to make expiation. Which he have to feed 10 poor people, or feed, or dress them, or he will fast 3 days as a result of what he said. Hadith number 924 عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى أن ابنة الجون لما أدخلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ودنا منها قالت أعوذ بالله منك فقال لقد عزت بعظيم ألحق بأهلك. We talk about this hadith before, when daughter of Al-Jun came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, I seek refuge in Allah from you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, go to your family. Why is this hadith coming here? Because divorce can be pronounced directly with a clear cut statement or indirect statement. So here is no any statement of divorce. So if a man said to his wife, I have nothing to do with you, this can be divorce. But if he attended with this statement to be divorce. But if a man said to his wife, you are a divorce, she is a divorce. He meant or he didn't meant it, is a divorce. But if somebody say, I have nothing to do with you anymore, you can go home. If he meant by this to be a divorce, even if he did not say the word divorce, that she is divorce. And as I said, we explained this hadith before, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent the woman to her house. Hadith number 925 is weak, we're going to leave it alone. Hadith number 926, عمر بن شعيب عن أبي عن جدي قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا نذر لابن آدم فيما لا يملك ولا عتق له فيما لا يملك ولا طلاق له فيما لا يملك. That the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, what the meaning is, that son of Adam has no control over something that he doesn't own. That means you could not make a vow in something that you have no control over it. that you don't own it. You could not free a slave that you don't own it. You could not divorce a woman that you are not married. So somebody say, I divorce my wife when I get married. This doesn't, because you don't have a wife. So this divorce is not taking a place. Okay? So you have to have the possession over something to execute a ruling over it. So you could not free a slave that you don't have a slave. You could not divorce a woman that you are not married to her. Okay? Same thing, you could not divorce a wife of your cousin, or the divorce the wife of your brother. Okay? You could not do this. Neither you can divorce the wife of your son. My son is the one who have to execute this. I may ask him to do it, but I could not do it in his behalf, except if he give me this. Hadith number 927, the last one in this chapter. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رفع القلم عن ثلاث عن النائم حتى يستيقظ وعن الصغير حتى يكبر وعن المجنون حتى يعقل أو يفيق. The hadith is authentic. There are three people who are exempt. Their action are not recorded, and this is a person who overslept, and the young person, boy or a girl, until they reach the age of puberty, and the sick person, that mentally sick, until he get in the right state, or person who is drunk or fainted, whatever it is, they are not going to be countable. Oh, did I say it? You see, I was not thinking that was the thing. They are not going to be so. Alright, so this out of Allah's mercy, and alhamdulillah, let's stop here, and inshallah we can talk about raj'a and about ila, zihar, kafara, and la'an, all these things in next chapter, which is still under chapter of marriage. And after this comes al-idda, waiting period, and al-ihdas, mourning, and this another one also under marriage, and the spending and nursing still under marriage, breastfeeding and suckling is what I mean by nursing, and under marriage still also child care and guardianship, which is hadana. So we're talking about, maybe we have another four classes before we finish book of marriage, inshallah. If anybody have any question, we have 2 minutes left. We can take 4 questions. Yes or no question? Yes?
I remember a while back.
No. Yes?